As we dive into a Playhouse poll, Mark basically sat and confided some stuff in his sister, and he's wondering if he's the total weirdo or not, if you think that he's really doing something that he shouldn't be doing. Mark, can you kind of roll through it, man?
Man, my sister's been giving me crap for such a long time. She says that the reason I don't get dates, and I haven't been getting dates recently, I've been going on a bunch of first dates, and it's getting frustrating, you know. And my sister keeps she's telling me that it's because I always take them to get – I like soup a lot, and I like – there's one specific place that has a bread bowl, and I love to get the bread bowl, you know. And she said that the way and that I go ahead and finish the whole bread bowl and eat the bread itself is why these girls aren't going on second dates with me.
So you eat the soup, and then you sit there and you mow down on the bread bowl while you're having a conversation, and she says that's off-putting.
Yeah. It seems ridiculous. Like, why would they have the bowl made out of bread if I wasn't supposed to eat it? You know what I mean?
Now, if in this poll we do for you, people aren't all about you eating a bread bowl on a date, would you be willing to stop?
I didn't know that eating the bread bowl was such weird behavior. I don't do it messy or anything. I'm not eating it like Cookie Monster.
All right, let us kick it around, see if we can't get an idea if that's soft pudding.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
All right, would you think it's weird if a guy ate a bread bowl? Isn't that what they're for?
On a first date, 100%. Even on a second date. That needs to be further into the relationship before I see you
eat a bowl.
Destroy the vessel that the soup was in. So, yes, I think it's off-putting, especially because you're like, soup, gross. I don't want to hear you slurp. Then you're tearing apart that bowl. It's not an attractive look. Take someone somewhere else.
I'm actually kind of surprised that it's that pesterisome to you and his sister. Why would you not eat the bowl? That seems like a waste of food.
Go somewhere else. Just don't order that.
I'm shocked. I would have thought you of all people would appreciate eating a bread bowl.
No way. I don't like soup. I think soup, first off, is worthless, and it should not be a meal. If anything, it's an appetizer.
Okay.
So I already have a thing against soup, so if you took me somewhere on a soup date,
be mad.
Dropping points. And then you're eating the bowl? Yuck. No. Wait till you're like a month or two into the relationship to start doing that.
Do you think that his sister has a point that it's weird that he's eating the bread bowl his soup came in? Or would you be like, no, I still want to go out with you again? 2387, it's text 35270 in one of the weirdest Playhouse polls we've done, at least in a while. It's Girls Like You with the Playhouse. Hey, it's Playhouse, 1-94-0, Amy Kane, Jill out this morning, but back later on this afternoon. So doing a Playhouse poll for Mark, who sat and confided in his sister some things. And she's like, oh, I know what the problem is with your love life. And she thinks she's got this whole thing figured out. Quick recap.
Man, my sister's been giving me crap for such a long time. She says that the reason I don't get dates, and I haven't been getting dates recently, I've been going on a bunch of first dates, and it's getting frustrating, you know. And my sister she's telling me that it's because I always take them to get, I like soup a lot, and I like, there's one specific place that has a bread bowl, and I love to get the bread bowl, you know. And she said that the way and that I go ahead and finish the whole bread bowl and eat the bread itself is why these girls aren't going on second dates with me.
So he's actually, you know, he'll eat the soup, but then he'll eat the bread bowl, and sister's like, that's off-putting. Do you agree?
You know, that, like, I really try to be very open-minded because I like a bread bowl, but I could not eat the whole thing. But, like, I feel like if you really want to be comfortable, he should be able to eat what he wants. Like, it's not like he's shipping it, you know, beast style from like Beauty and the Beast. You know, if he's being like, you know, normal about it, I don't see what the big problem is. Like, maybe he's just dating the wrong girls that are just kind of like those girls who don't even want to eat on a date, you know?
So you think the problem is he just hasn't found a fellow carb lover?
Exactly. Like, if you don't have a problem with me eating a whole bread bowl, then like, we're meant to be. If that's like a deal breaker for you, then like, keep it moving, you know? I'm sure his like match is out there. He just has to keep looking, you know? I feel so bad that, like, his sister would say that about him.
You know, you were pretty anti-bread bowl eating on a first date, too. But I think your mindset, correct me if I'm wrong, it seems to be more along that, like, there's just certain things that are kind of, like, ugly to eat on a first date. Like, I probably wouldn't eat spaghetti and meatballs on a first date because you can't eat that without making a mess yourself.
Like, if someone ate ribs on a first date, it would be so off-putting. And that's also because I don't like ribs. I don't like soup as a meal, so that would bother me. I want a bread bowl now. That's like, I think I'm going to...
Starving.
I'm planning to getting one for lunch. However, I don't think it's a good choice for a first date. And I think his sister is onto something. Multiple women he have taken to this place and also always got the bread bowl, and he hasn't heard back.
I mean, if it is the common denominator, it might be worth trying something different. Would it bother you if a guy ate his bread bowl after he ate his soup? What a dumb question.
I mean, I guess I could see where it would be, I don't know, maybe a little gluttonous, I guess, to some if they consider it just a bowl. But to me, that's, I mean, you paid for all of that and it's part of the meal. Why not go ahead and eat it? Definitely spend the time getting to know the other person, you know, before you just, like, don't sit there in silence and just chow down the whole time. But
all right. Are we seeing people that are for or against the bread bowl, AMK?
Everyone's saying, if someone said eat that bowl, I would definitely go on a second date. Someone said if I ordered soup in a bread bowl, I would absolutely eat part of it. That would not bother me in the slightest because dipping a dinner roll in the soup tastes good. It's pretty much the same thing. Someone said I would judge you if you didn't eat it. I hate when people waste food. That's not the thing. It's the fact that it's the first date. Someone else said, I'm a female and I absolutely love soup as well. There's nothing wrong with those dates. I think he should continue to bring girls to eat soup if he really likes them. Eventually, he'll find a woman who likes what he likes.
His sister says the reason girls don't like him is he's eating his bread bowl on the date. Hello.
You know, unless we're both eating the bread bowls and, like, that's the whole thing of it, I would say don't do it. Steer clear of it. It's a little too much. Like, shouldn't you be more focused on having a conversation? You know what I mean? You don't have to consume a whole loaf of bread in front of someone you're just meeting for the first time.
So you actually don't like it? You think it's a bad look?
Yeah, it's a bad look, at least at first. Yeah, he needs to find a new favorite dish.
Okay, and you liking that bread bowl or nah?
Oh, eat the bread bowl. It's ridiculous. I mean, to think that that should make someone not want to go out with someone else. Crazy.
And another pro bowl. How about you?
That's not weird at all. I mean, it's a bread bowl. It's meant to eat, you know. And what I find out would be weird is if you get a regular bowl and then you eat all your soup and then you start licking the bowl with your tongue to get every other drop of soup. No, that would be weird. No, the bread bowl is to be eaten.
Maybe this is super carby chunky of me. I think my favorite thing about getting something that has a bread bowl is the bowl. I'm more excited about eating the bread bowl than I have eaten the food.
Not on a first date, though.
Ugh. Well, as far as the text club goes, are people liking or not liking his bread bowl?
People are all liking it, saying that he should just continue to do it and he's not in the wrong at all. I think maybe, just my advice, if you're meeting these people on dating sites, maybe use that as like the opening line. What do you think about bread bowls?
There you
go. And then you're starting the conversation and then it would kind of make sense to go and then you're both going to order one. At least like a little heads up.
So we are, for you, Mark, we are getting a lot of people that are very supportive of your bread bowl. So on, I guess in that respect, you can be a happy guy and you can tell your sister that she's wrong. That being said, it is the common denominator here. I do think it's a little weird that every girl you're meeting on Tinder, you're going to the same restaurant and ordering the same food. Like, maybe just try something different, like go to a different restaurant. Or could you, like, try ordering something else and then see if you're getting that second date? Because then that would help you eliminate that. And you would know. It's scientific, right? We'll see if you get the date when you minus the bread bowl and that particular restaurant. Could you try something else?
I mean, I can. I'll try. Maybe it'll make this dating situation, all this dating stuff, a little bit easier.
Because now we're invested now. I feel like we're invested. Maybe not as invested as your sister, but we're invested. I'd like to have you meet somebody on Tinder, go order something at a different restaurant that doesn't have an eatable bowl. Don't eat the bowl. And then don't chew on somebody's silverware, and then let us know how that goes. Can you do that?
All right. Well, I'll let you guys know.
Okay. All right, Mark. We'll talk to you later, bud. I'm curious to see how it goes when you're not chewing on your bowl.
When you're, doing something different. Just, no one wants to see that on a first date.
The Morning Playhouse.